got let go. Everybody say let go.
Let go.
So let go is multifaceted, right? Because it's like you have to let go of things. January was an interesting month, to say the least. Some things that weren't expected, but for me, I just was like, you know what? I am going to set my faith further. I'm going to let go of the past and move forward because it's not holding me back. So I want you all to get there with me. We're letting go. Then the other part of that is we have to let go. So we have to let it happen in our lives. That's the biggest thing is sometimes we just want to sit and say, okay, God. And then another year passes us and we're like, okay, God, what'd you do? And it's like, He has given us that power to let it happen so we can start taking steps. So I want to encourage you today that we can do this. We're going to let go happen in our lives. And I want us to all say let go three times like you mean it. Ready? Here we go. Let go. Let go. Let go. Amen. Well, at this time, I'm going to bring up our incredible pastoral covering team. Because we are going to honor someone very special, very special. And I think you all know who that person is. That's all I'm going to say. Yes. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Pastor Richard. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you so much. You may be seated. Happy birthday, Pastor Richard. His actual birthday is on Friday, which is February the 7th. But on that day, he will be
29.
That's his story, and we are sticking with it. We are honored as the pastoral covering team to stand before you on behalf of the body and to honor you for your 60th birthday. Oops, I said it. 29th birthday. Amen. We are honored. It is our blessing. We honor you with the words of our mouth. We honor you with the prayers of our heart. We honor you with our commitment. We honor you with our cooperation. We honor you with our service. We honor you as the pastoral covering team and this body to receive you as the gift that God gave us. The word of God says, church family, that every good and perfect gift comes from who? Daddy God. And he said in his word in Ephesians 4 that he gave us pastors as a gift. You are a gift from God to us. And we receive you as our pastor. And why is that important? Because the way up in God, the way to favor in God, the way to receive from God is to do what God says. Yes? And he talks about when we receive our pastors, when we receive the gifts God has given us, then we're in a position for what? Favor, increase, prosperity. So we want our man of God blessed. Amen? Amen. It's important. It's important. Now, of all the amazing things in his life, I'm just going to say he's a Dallas Cowboys fan. Those of you all who aren't Dallas Cowboy fans, which is like two of us in here, we have a word from the Lord. I'm teasing. Next year. Next year. Next year. Amen. We have gifts for you, Pastor. We have two cards. One is signed by the younger people in this body, those under 29, and the other is signed by our more mature members of the body, those who look like mamas and daddies and aunts and uncles and all that kind of good stuff. We have a cake made for you, homemade with love. Yes, homemade but with love. Yes. Yes. Oh, I'm sorry, for those of you who can't see it, it's German chocolate.
Glory to God.
Somebody likes that. With cherry on top. Yes. And we have a check for you to enjoy, $500, just to say we love you, we appreciate you, we bless you. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for being faithful. Pastor Richard has been a faithful part of our body as minister of music for over 25 years and now is our senior pastor. And so we just honor you, sir. We appreciate you greatly. Happy birthday.
Thank you all so much. It still hasn't really sunk in yet. And I'm still a little uncomfortable with all the honoring, but praise God. I love you all. I appreciate you all. Thank you so much for your faithfulness to God and to this house. And I can only say there is no limit to where we're going this year.
Amen.
Amen. And it's starting. Well, let's let it start today, okay? We'll go ahead and start today, but thank you so much. I appreciate it, and I love you all very much.
Amen.
And yes, I am 60, or will be.
And to continue the celebration, there is punch and cake in the youth room after assembly. So if you'll meet us in there, then we can partake as well. But that one's for you. You don't have to share, I'm just saying.
All right, DJ, if you could get that PowerPoint going. So, we talked about let go. So let's say it again three times. Here we go. Let go.
Let go.
Let go. You can go to the next slide. So, the picture that God put on our hearts, he actually gave it, I think, to Serena first. DJ, you can go to that next slide. And do you see that picture? It's, everybody knows what that is, right? It's a traffic light. Right? So he gave us each some specific things. It seems like so simple, a traffic light, but as we were talking about it, the revelations, I think, got like deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper, and we were like, whoa, this is, wow. So at this time, I'm going to invite KK to come up, and if you are a kingdom kid, raise your hand. Raise your hand if you're a kingdom kid. Nice and proud. Yeah, let's give our kingdom kids a big round of applause. So we have put together some activities and sheets that go along with what we're sharing about that you can color along and be listening as we're sharing, okay? So if you're an older kid, who has the older kids? Oh, yeah. While that's happening, we're going to have the praise team is going to play a song that really, I think, goes along with what we're talking about. Also, Men of Valor, they're awesome, they're favored, they're great, we love them. They're going to pass out something for us older people. And if you have a pencil, I want you, as we're going along, you can write it down as we're sharing. You can write it down when you get home. But each, on your note card, I'm going to steal. Well, I'll give it right back to you. So on this note card is three colors, like the traffic light, green, yellow, and red. And you're going to write down different things as we as we're sharing, all right? So you can do it now, or you can do it when you get home, but just... This card is for you to pray about at home, the different things that God is sharing with you. All right? So let's sing. Lay aside every weight.
So you can run with patience this race. Lay aside every weight. So you can run with patience this race. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Lay aside every weight. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith.
Lay aside every weight.
Lay aside every weight.
So you can run,
so you
with,
can
patience.
Run with patience this race.
Lay aside. aside every way.
Lay aside every way.
So you can run.
So you can run with patience this race. Looking unto Jesus,
the author and,
finisher of our faith. Lay aside every way. Looking unto Jesus,
the author and,
finisher of our faith.
Okay, so we can go to that next slide. That is some more traffic lights. We have green and yellow and red. So Serena and I, we're going to talk about green and some different things that he showed us. So I'm going to let Serena go first.
Okay, so as far as green, we all know green means go. Right. Okay, so what God has shown me is very simple and straightforward. It's actually just pretty short. Not long at all, straight to the point. And it kind of just, it's kind of like a foreshadow of what Pastor John is going to start preaching next week, like go. So I got the scripture, Matthew 28:19, and it says, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit." So that means that we have the responsibility to go out into the city of Austin, the state of Texas, the nation of the United States, and into the world. Go out and make disciples. And a disciple is what, or is a follower of Jesus. So it's not even just getting people saved, but you have to disciple them, you have to nurture them, you have to show them like how to walk. So that is the responsibility that we have. So we are telling you, it's time to hit the gas pedal and go and make disciples of the nations. Thank you. Oh yeah, and now I will turn it over to Jessica.
So the next slide is Romans chapter 3, verses 21 through 30. And I'm going to read it. Y'all can follow along if you want. "But in our time, something new has been added. What Moses and the prophets witnessed to all those years has happened. The God setting things right that we read about has become Jesus setting things right for us. And not only for us, but for everyone who believes in him. For there is no difference between us and them in this. Since we've compiled this long and sorry record as sinners, both us and them, and proved that we are utterly incapable of the glorious lives God wills for us. God did it for us. Out of sheer generosity, he put us in right standing with himself, a pure gift. He got us out of the mess we're in and restored us to where he always wanted us to be. And he did it by means of Jesus Christ. God sacrificed Jesus on the altar of the world to clear the world of sin. Having faith in him sets us in the clear. God decided on this course of action in full view of the public, to set the world in the clear with himself through the sacrifice of Jesus, finally taking care of the sins he had so patiently endured. This is not only clear, but it's now. This is current history. God sets things right. He also makes it possible for us to live in his righteousness. So where does that leave our proud Jewish insider claims and counterclaims? Canceled. Yes, canceled. What we've learned is this. God does not respond to what we do. We respond to what God does. We've finally figured it out. Our lives get in step with God and all others by letting him set the pace, not by proudly or anxiously trying to run the parade. And where does that leave our proud Jewish claim of having a corner on God? Also canceled. God is the God of outsider non-Jews as well as insider Jews. So we're not Jews, but we are believers. So God is a God about us and the unbelievers as well. How could it be otherwise since there is only one God? One God. God sets it right. All who welcome his action and enter it and enter into it, both those who follow our religious system and those who have never heard of our religion. So the main thing that I got from this is that green is that color that means go. And so a lot of times, like, I'll get in my head and I'm like, but how do I get, I don't know, can I go there? Like, I get too in my head about it. But this verse says that he has set us in the clear. So we were talking about it in our class this morning. Sometimes the path may look like this, right? But the verse says in Proverbs, trust in the Lord with all of your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all of your ways, acknowledge him and he will make your path straight. So we are in the clear to go towards what he's telling us to do. We don't have to worry about, can I go? Is this the time? Should I? No, he's made it right. We don't have to worry about messing up and making a mistake because we get to claim his rightness. So that was just one thing. And then DJ, you can go ahead and go to that next slide. Do y'all see that picture? So on the highway, I was driving in traffic one day and I was just like, oh, I'm tired of this traffic. And God was like, just look up. And I looked and I was like, oh my gosh, the signs are green. And we're talking about, my color is green. And so one of the things that he showed me was that the signs on the highway are signals to how to get off a path into a different path. So most of the time with God will give us signals. He'll give us passions. He'll give us dreams. He'll give us desires. And that's a signal, hey, that's the go. Go towards that. I love to sing. So something that I know that I love to sing. So what God has for me to do is something with singing. I know that because that's something that's in me. Another thing that's in me is kids. I love kids. And that obviously what God has for me, the purpose he has for me is something with kids, right? So that is those signs are signals for how to get off to the right path, right? So that's what God showed me. I want you on your card, you have a green dot. And I want you, whether you want to do it right now or when you get home, to write down where God is telling you to go, whether that's a location. Maybe you're called to go to Botswana with our pastors. Maybe you're called to go to another city. Maybe you're called to just go to a different job or God is leading you to a different direction. Maybe it's a location. Maybe it's not a location. Maybe it's a passion, a thing that you've always wanted to do. Maybe you've always wanted to write that book or you've always wanted to start that business. Maybe it's a dream that he's giving you. Maybe it's a direction, like he's telling you to try a different approach. Write that down. And then I want you to pray over your go. I want you to pray for him to open you to the go that he shows you. And I want you to find for yourself promises in his word that apply to that go. Because we stand on the word of God, not just the imaginations and the things he shows us. We stand on his word. And his word can guide us as well. So that's what I have about go. I'm going to bring up some awesome dudes, Kempo and KB. And for those of you who don't know, the theme is let go, but it's red light, green light, yet always yellow light. That's kind of our theme for today.
Thank you. Please give her a round of applause. That was amazing. when we were discussing the whole traffic light thing, the color that really stood out to me was yellow or amber, depending on where you come from. And, you know, I thought about it. I was like, God, why? But, you know, the one thing that you notice is that when you approach a yellow light, you proceed with caution. Depending on the distance that you're at and the speed that you're going, the light can either let you pass through or it can turn into a red light signaling you to stop. And what God placed in my spirit is what to do in the waiting process, which means what to do in seasons when God is preparing to propel you into that next step. I don't know if you can put Isaiah 40 verse 31. I got two scriptures that God put in my spirit. The first one obviously being Isaiah 31. And it says, but those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. And then the second scripture I got is John 15, verse 5. If you could just pull that up. And this is Jesus speaking, and he says, I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. And so I was like, okay, like, how do they even link to each other? But God started showing me that, no, for the season that you're in, for the waiting process, so to speak, you're going to need to surround yourself with his presence. You're going to need to surround yourself with Jesus and his word for him to properly equip you and prepare you for this next season that we're going to as a church. You know, as a body, we have received the word go. And when I thought about it, I was like, you know, Pastor Richard and Pastor Michelle, you know, probably never thought in their lives that they would see themselves ministering to Africa, specifically Botswana, because not a lot of people know about my country. And I was like, you know, for them to be properly equipped for where God is taking them, they have to let go of certain mindsets that they used to have. I'm pretty sure Pastor Michelle never would have thought that she would ever go to Africa. But she had to let go of that mentality, let go of that thinking that, God, I don't see you placing me there. But now God has spoken it. And because God has spoken it, you're going to have to realize that the person that God is calling you to be in this next season is totally different from who you were in the past season. You know. So Jesus says in John 15, verse 5, that without him, we can do nothing. And I had a bunch of questions that came to my mind. And one of them was, am I simply just waiting, or am I nurturing and being faithful to what he has put on my plate as I wait? You know, because oftentimes we let go of certain things. We look towards where God is taking us, and we neglect what God has put on our plate as we speak. We all have amazing gifts and talents. God has called us to do some amazing things, but are you being faithful to it? Are you nurturing what God has placed inside of you? Because I'm sure that God has given you something that the person sitting next to you does not have. But are you being faithful to it? Are you nurturing it? Because that is what's going to prepare you and equip you for this next season that we're going into. Jesus is always speaking, and he's always giving us ample opportunities to serve him. You know, especially in the waiting process, so to speak, you'll find that sometimes you can get so caught up in where am I going, and you forget that Jesus has given you opportunities to serve where you are. I don't know what go means for you. Maybe go means go to Botswana. You know, maybe it means go to Houston. Maybe it means go to wherever God has placed you. But in order for you to know who God has called you to be in this season that we're coming into, you're going to have to let go of a bunch of things. if you never saw yourself as the evangelical type and God is telling you within your spirit that he has called you to minister to people and give them to Jesus, you're going to have to let go of that mentality that, oh man, God, I don't see myself as an evangelical. Because in the book of Corinthians, God says that we are all a body. And we have knees, we have thighs, we have legs. And my thing is, how can you know? I'm trying to find the proper words, but how can you function properly as a kneecap if you're thinking that you're an eye? You know, God has all given us vision. That all ministers to everybody, but you play a specific role in the body of Christ. You can't function as an elbow if God has called you to be a nose. And part of that is realizing your identity in Christ and in the Word and spending time in what God says that he's called you to do. For this season, Jesus is going to require us to let go of certain things, habits, mindsets, and perspectives because we are stepping into a new season. And I think of the word that Brother John ministered about how we need to lay aside every sin and every weight. And I thought of the word weight, you know. Weight could mean anything that is not efficiently preparing you or equipping you for what God is calling you to do. And in John 10, I love the, you know, chapter 10 in the book of John. Jesus is assuring us in the scripture that he's the good shepherd and that we hear his voice clearly and coherently. And you're going to have to trust him enough to let go. Because the moment you let go, you give him the opportunity to fill you up so that you're not moved by anything in this next season. Because where you're going is where you've never been before. And in order for you to persevere in where you're going, you're going to have to let go and let God fill you up with what he's called you to do. So just a few words of encouragement. Fill yourself with the new season's goals. Part of knowing where to fit in the kingdom is letting go of who you used to be and accepting the new person that God is calling you to be. I don't know what your next season holds. I don't know where God is calling you, but I do know that God is speaking. God is always speaking in so many magnificent ways. Do not forget that you are a valuable part of the body of Christ, whether you're arm, leg, nose, ear, whatever it is, God has called you to do some amazing things for his kingdom.
Thank you so much, brother. Thank you so much. Wow, that was a great word, isn't it? That was a great word. I'm really blessed. This is actually the first time I'm witnessing this young man minister before a body like you guys. Very first time in my life. Because he has ministered to a few guys back home, just young people. I'm like, yeah, just tell him. But today was a little different. It was much more different. And today I look good, don't I? Praise God, right? Praise God. You know, I'm just going to take my blazer and just put it on. Just for, because I look good today. I want you to turn to your neighbor and just tell him, I'm glad you're here. Tell him that you're glad that you're here. Mr. William, I'm glad that you're here. I'm glad that you're here. I mean, this is the house of the Lord, isn't it? We ought to be happy, right? Look at that. Please put your hands together for everybody. Now, I'm just going to quickly just share this because I woke up this morning and I looked in the mirror. The first thing I shared with my brother, I woke up and I looked in the mirror and I said, boy, you look good. I mean, I looked at it. I'm like, this is the first time I ever owned a suit that was bought by my mom. Now, I ought to be really, really excited about that. Please put your hands together for Pastor Michelle. All right. Now, I'm excited today. Really excited, because when I woke up and I looked in the mirror, I said, God, you created somebody beautiful. I mean, somebody handsome, I'm sorry. Slash handsome, right? And I want you to just think about this as I go through the scriptures, because he just started ministering what was put before us when he said the amber light. I mean, to me, it speaks a lot of things. And it brings me to memory of a lot of experiences and the times where I'm like, okay, God, what do I do? You know, I'm starting to panic. I'm like, do we stop? Is a red light, you know, is it going to come right now or should I just pass? Should I just cross the road or should I stop and just look and wait for it to turn back to green? So many times I believe we find ourselves at that crossroad where we got to decide, okay, do I go on with this Or do I say, you know what, bro, I'm out? Do I keep on moving? Do I stop? Now, you know that when your inner man starts to complain, when you start to not have peace with something, you got to decide. When you're just sitting down and you're wondering, God, is this the right path? I mean, he has given us signs. He has given us his word to direct us, to lead us. Now we find ourselves with the word far off the sight. And we're wondering, God, should I go on? Do I stop? Something that I just want to bring to your attention is that when he gave us his word, I believe when he gave us his word and all these testimonies that are recorded in here, they are valid and even relate to now. Come on, somebody. If it relates to you, I want you to say amen, because it relates to me in every season. Now, I'm just going to quickly share this amazing parable. It's about the 10 virgins. 5 that were foolish and 5 that were wise. Now, when you realize that what the Lord was saying here, he was basically just giving an explanation of what the kingdom of God looks like and what the kingdom of God means. Or what it ought to be like when you're waiting. Because if you remember, 5 virgins were wise and they took oil with them. When they were waiting for the bridegroom, they took oil with them. They did not know the time, the hour, or the place. I mean, they knew the place, but did not know the time or hour. And, you know, just like everybody, we tend to be, you know, to get tired. Or we tend to, you know, to go about our days and just, you know, be who we are. And just, you know, carry on with life. But not necessarily seeing or having our sight opened to see that there's a need somewhere. To see that everything that has been put inside of me, I ought to share it with somebody. That's the oil, that's the knowledge of God, that's the understanding of what he has done in your life, he can do in somebody else's life. Because if you read this parable and you go in the chapters before and the chapters before and the chapters after, it'll give you a picture or understanding that as you're waiting, do something. Because when he comes, he's going to ask you, what did you do? The righteous and the unrighteous are going to be judged for what they did and what they did not do. That's something that I always remember when I get into scriptures. When somebody says, you need to evangelize, you need to get up and move, I think about it, why do I have to do that? That's one of the most critical questions that I believe every believer has got to have every single day. God, what am I to do today? If you don't have these questions, if you never get these questions, stop for a minute and look at yourself. God, where am I? Because every single day, there's somebody out there that God is sending you to. There's never, oh, I'm just chilling, just sitting down. I'm not doing anything. There's no that in the kingdom of God. Because that moment when you look at somebody and they pass you by and they just keep going, you don't know what they're going through. Maybe he's just thinking, man, today I'm going to take my life. And you're there. You saw them. You saw the word said, and you're like, man, that man looks mean. I mean, when I'm hurt, I look mean sometimes. But does that mean that I'm mean? It does not. Now, you see, something that we fail to look past is the looks on people. Then us as believers, we tend to tell ourselves that, no, maybe not. Not today, because I look good, you can approach me easily. Praise God for that. You can approach me and say, man, you look amazing. But imagine if I was dirty and I did not put on a nice suit. My brother today, he did something amazing that was in my spirit. We're in McDonald's. Praise God for McDonald's. I just received such blessings today. I mean, when you can get one meal and get another one for free, that's a huge blessing. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Pastor Lou. This was a blessing from Sister Lou. I mean, when I walked in and she said, I said, praise God, praise God. Now, this is something for me to celebrate. I mean, I got to celebrate that. Now, what I was saying, it's pretty simple. Pretty simple. Because I'm standing in the suit. I walked out easy. And I was excited. I had a happy face. Everybody has got a happy face. It attracted somebody to bless me with that. Now, today, when we walked into McDonald's, we saw this, it's not a young man, he's like a senior man. He's got some gray coming out. I'm sorry, Dad, but you look amazing. You look amazing. We looked at him, And in my spirit, I'm thinking, God, what can I do? Because I feel helpless. I want you to see this. Now, in him, he's looking at the same person, and he's thinking, God, what can I do? He got up, and he went to him. The poor guy was asleep, and he just tapped him, and he said, I don't know what he said, but it was something good. It was something good. I don't want to lie. It was something good, because they got up, and he bought him breakfast. I mean, he did not plan on buying or doing anything, but when the Spirit of God said, I saw that need, but the Holy Spirit didn't say do something. I just looked, and I said, bro, do you see this? I want you to see this. And he got up and he went. But both of us saw the need. You know, now this, I'm trying to give you a picture of wise and foolish versions. I knew what I needed to do, but I looked and wondered, how many times do we do that? I'm not putting myself on the spot. I'm putting us on the spot. Because if I do it, you do it. Right? Now, there's something called the first responders. And the ones that sit down and wonder, bro, is it my turn? Do I do it? I mean, the Lord is saying, if you see a need, get up and do it. Now, this parable, I'm sure it speaks a lot of knowledge to you. I'm going to go to my last scripture, and I believe this is going to bless you. It's from 1 Peter 3, verse 14. It says, It's 15. It says, but sanctify Christ as Lord in your hearts, always being ready to make a defense to everyone who asks you to give an account for the hope that is in you, yet with gentleness and reverence. Something that, I mean, if you understand and you wake up every morning saying, God, where do you want me to be today? What do you want me to do today? When you wake up and you look in the mirror and you say, God, I am amazing. When you wake up and you say, God, I'm beautiful. When you wake up and be positive with yourself, you stand a chance to hear the Holy Spirit more and louder. Something that I understand is that you only can talk into yourself as a believer when you start to think at yourself with the mindset of Christ. Because he doesn't look at you and say, you're short. He does not. He created you perfect. He created you good. And he created you for his kingdom. And we ought to reflect that kingdom. No matter how we look, no matter what we think, we ought to be positive with it. Now, this is something that I would just like to remind you. Is that simple gospel that I was asked, just being in the gospel, I was asking God. I said, God, you've given me amber light. And I understand it vast. I understand a lot of things because I can reflect to it. But what exactly do you want me to remind people or to remember? It was simple as be ready. And as you're waiting, be ready because he's coming. One thing that a lot of people that, you know, sometimes we forget is that as we go out and we live our lives reflecting Jesus Christ, remember that he's returning. Something that I don't hear many preachers preach about. I hear them preaching about being good and doing good and, you know, reflecting good. But remember as a born-again Christian that he is coming. When you walk out, it will remind you to share it with somebody the gospel that, you know what? Bro, I don't know the hour, the time that he's going to come and take you or the time that you're going to go. But let me tell you the good news. That is a simple gospel that speaks to me. Now, as you approach life, as you're navigating through life and you're seeing these signs and you're seeing these directions and you're seeing this red light and green light and amber light, they're directions. He's leading you. When something is not going good, he's saying, stop. When you're starting to shake and you're scared of the decisions you're making, he says, be careful, ask me, talk to me. When he says, go, get up and go. That's it. It's simple. Get up and go. Get up and go. Now, turn to your neighbor and say, be ready. Get up and go. Because the gospel is not going to preach itself. It's not going to preach itself. It is not going to preach itself. If that man, if he hadn't got up and went to him, I don't think he would have a meal. I don't think he would have heard the gospel that he preached to her. So you ought to get up and Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Oh, please help me welcome the long man.
Yes, thank you, sir. Okay. How are y'all doing today?
Good.
Good. So when we were getting together, what I like to call the council, we're just really friends. But when the council was getting together, it was like, let go. The first thing that came to my mind was out of Hebrews 12:11. Let's see. I came with so many scriptures and I'm still fumbling through my Bible. Okay. So Hebrews 12, starting at verse 1. Therefore, since we have such a great a cloud of witnesses surrounding us, let us also get rid of every weight and entangling sin. Let us run with endurance the race set before us, focusing on Yeshua, the initiator and perfecter of our faith. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, disregarding its shame, and he has taken his seat at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who has endured such hostility by sinners against himself, so that you may not grow weary in your souls and lose heart. So, one thing, so red light, stop. We to let go. So when you come to a red light, you have to stop. And so when you stop, God is using that time to prepare you and remove those things which entangle you in sin and prevent you from moving forward in the things that God has for you. And so every time you see God said, or Jesus, as he was walking on the earth, he said, hey, Peter, come follow me. He had to lay aside his nets, which was his profession and his way of life. He had to lay that aside before he could go and follow him. So if you could show the picture of the race car for me. Right there. This is an Indy car, I believe. At a pit stop, he had to stop so he could get more fuel, more tires, etc. And we can even see a symbolism of this in Jeremiah chapter 18, if you'll go there with me. I'll pick all those up when I'm done. So many bookmarks. Jeremiah chapter 18. Starting in verse 1. And the Lord came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause you to hear my words. And so I went down to the potter's house, and there he was making a work on the wheels. And whenever the pot that he was making from the clay became flawed in the hand of the potter, he remade it into another pot, as it pleased the potter to make. When the Lord, word of the Lord came to me, saying, O house of Israel, can I not do this with you as the potter does, declares the Lord? Behold, as clay in the potter's hand, so are you in my hand. And it says in John chapter 10 that we are actually grafted in with the house of Israel in the same story as the Good Shepherd. So we know that if God can do that to the house of Israel, he can do that for us. And so, got a one final verse, and we can put that one up on the screen. Mark 2, verses 18 through 21. And it said, now John's disciples and the Pharisees were fasting, and they came to the disciples and said, why do the disciples of John and the disciples of the Pharisees fast,
but you and your disciples don't fast. And Yeshua said to them, the guests of the bridegroom cannot fast while the bridegroom is still with them, can they? As long as they have the bridegroom with them, they cannot fast. But the day will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them, and then they will fast in that day. No one sews a patch of unshrunken cloth on an old garment. Otherwise, the patch pulls away from the old, and a worse tear happens. No one puts new wine in old wineskin. Otherwise, the wine will burst the skins, and the wine is lost. Also, the skins. But the one puts new wine into fresh wineskin. And so back to the car, we have to take away what is old. That way God can put into us what is new and what is of God. And that's all that God gave me. So at this time, I'd like to help me welcome up Miss KK.
Good morning, church. My name is KK. How are y'all? Did my friends do? They did an awesome job, right? Let's appreciate them. I just want to say thank you so much, Pastor Richard and Pastor Michelle, for having me here. You have such awesome pastors. And that's it's your birthday, right? And I wish you all the best in this new year as we go out into the world. And thank you so much for having me here. And so let's appreciate him for that. I know you're asking. Everybody has said something. What she said? It's like everything has been said, right? And I have something to share with you, and mine will be go with one accord. So we are going to do it in from Acts chapter 1 verse 14. So let's all turn there. Acts chapter 1 verse 14. Are we there? Yeah. Yes, we are there. I am there. I'm reading from NLT version, and this is what it says. They all met together and were constantly united in prayer, along with Mary, the mother of Jesus, several other women, and the brother of Jesus. In other version, it says, devoted single-mindedly to prayer, and they were in one. The other version says, from the Messenger version, says they were in this for good. And the other one from NLT, NKJV says they were one in one accord. Like, please have my picture up there so that you can see this. This is a traffic light. And out of all the colors you've talked about today, you've noticed that no other color is matching the cars during the traffic. Like, there's green. Your car light doesn't turn green, doesn't turn yellow, but it turns red. And you can see this at night. We can all see that. Like the traffic light and the light on the car is red. It's one. It's one color. Why they chose red, this is a fun fact. Why they chose red is because red has the longest wavelength. So when you're very far, you can see red more clear than yellow or green or any other color, right? So, that's always a fun fact. Anyways, so the first observation is that all vehicles have the same color as the traffic light. What does that say? It's one accord. It's one accord. The vision that God has given us is to go into the all world and make disciples and reconcile man to himself. It's one with God, so he wants earth to let the kingdom come as it is in on earth as it is in heaven. So right now, it's already here. It's already here. We are all speaking the same language. We want to go out. We want to go out. It's one accord. So that is a tick checking box. It's a tick. God says yes. We say yes. So it's gone. It's gone. It's good, okay? So the other observation is this. All vehicles come to a stop, no matter how big or expensive the cars are. I have the honor to be driving around with in a convertible, so thank you, Sister Lou. Never have I been one until I came to see that woman. She is amazing. Thank you so much. And I've been to your cast too, and it's comfortable. But I don't know. I didn't say anything. And then I have seen trucks. I have seen big trucks on the road. Some are a towing truck. It's a big truck, right? There is a dump truck. It's a big truck also compared to Sister Lou's car. Is there a policeman at the traffic lights? Nope. But no one else, none of the cars, as big as it is, as expensive as it is, that will try to go forward without stopping, right? So I know that some of the countries that the Lord may ask you to go, maybe big nations, like either in terms of Christianity, it's okay in there, or persecution is great in there. But we are preaching God's word. It's God that we are, it's Jesus' redemptive work we are presenting. It's not our work, right? So no matter how big the people may think, you might be having to encounter short people, big people, wherever it is, you should have the confidence that it is not your word, it's God's word. And he knows how to be faithful to his word. So the other observation, all these observations, guess what, when I made these, we are leaving the Wednesday service, and I mean on the traffic light, and I was like, why God? Why red? Really? Why red? You know, he didn't give me any other name, colors. I didn't even know colors were being given. And all I had, it was red. KK red. And she gave me green. And I was like, okay. But I said red. And I was like, then what time do I do this? I'm new here. How can I change colors? But now I see why he wanted me to walk on red. The other observation is this. The power of the red light has corresponding to the power of the Holy Spirit that changes the hearts of men. This is, I'm very sorry. It is the same point. When you are at the traffic lights, they are on above. They are not at the sideways. They are not underneath. They are not even in your cars. They are above. We are all looking what? Above. And what are we looking at right now to help us through this? Jesus. So let us not lose our focus. Let us not look sideways. As we are given the yellow light to stop and think, we are looking for what direction? Who are we looking, seeking direction from? God, from above. So as we all are coming into one accord, this is your work, God. Man, we have been here for 40 years. Why now? We all believe that it's in our confession that our steps are ordered by the Lord, right? So if you really believe that, you could be anywhere in this world, anywhere, but the Lord has have you here at this time of the year. At this time, 40 years, why did I not come in when you're 30 years old? You know, when you're 20 years old, I come now at 40 years old. I believe that I have a purpose in this church at this time. And you also have a purpose at this church at this time. So don't sleep around and be like, oh, it's Pastor Richard and Michelle's. This is not mine. No, you're wrong. You are here because you're needed here. We need you. We need everyone. We need everybody. Mama, we have cake. We have birthdays all the time. We need your cakes. You know, we need ushering. We need ushering. The church, if you're moving out, you're going to have bigger church. You have people coming in and out. You need ashes. You need people to do the vacuuming. You need people. We need you. So you're not allowed to leave this church because God has you here. So anyways. Yeah? did I say something you wanted to say? Hallelujah. Stay here. We need you so bad. I know I need y'all. I need Miss Lou, please. Anyways, I'm going to challenge you to have a scripture for yourself. For yourself. So that when times are difficult, to go back to that scripture and be like, God, you said this is why I'm here for this. So I'll stick to this until the end, okay? And then this is my end. I said Finn, okay. The one who has called you out says this. Be of good courage, for I have overcome the world. So let's all go out knowing that we have Jesus by our side. We are not alone, right? I know I'm not. Are you? I had a confession. So because I'm the last one speaking today, I want you to stand up. Let's exercise, stand up, sit down. No, open. Anyways, this is the confession. I want us to say loud and proud. Loud and proud.
Loud and proud.
Okay, this is what we are going to say. I am a child of God.
I am a child of God.
I am called to do good works.
I am called to do good works.
By my heavenly Father.
By my heavenly Father.
Who is able to.
Who is able to.
Bless me abundantly.
Bless me abundantly.
So that in all things.
So that in all things.
At all times.
At all times.
Having all I need,
I will abound in every good work. That's me.
Yes. Let's give it back to Jessica. Have a seat. Thank you.
At this time, one of the things that we're going to close out, but before we do that, I want to share something that KK had shared with me that I believe we need to do. And God had given her this vision, correct me if I'm wrong, but he gave her a vision of us, the body, holding hands and praying. And so I remember Sister Aisha was here last week, and she shared about how we need to pray. And I think that God is going to do some things while we pray and unite us in one accord. And so, yeah, let's all stand up and just hold hands. And if I could have KK and Serena and Kempo and KB, if y'all could come up here, we're going to hold hands up here. You can just hold hands up, and I would like us to connect across the aisles.
And as we're praying, I just want you to understand the power of unity, the power of coming together, the power of holding hands. And I want you to understand that the person you're holding their hands right now is a brother and sister in Christ, the family. And as I pray, and I want you to put in your heart that this is somebody that needs me and I need them. In this very moment, Father, we just want to thank you, Father, as we're holding hands, Father, coming in unity right now, Father. Under the sound of my voice, everyone that's here, we bless you. In the name of Jesus, we bless you and we call you. We call you out of where you are right now. Out of where you are right now into a loving relationship with Christ. We call you if you are in a worrying situation right now. If you're in a worrying situation right now. If you're battling with thoughts right now, negative thoughts. In the name of Jesus, we call unto you right now. We say, be free right now. Be free in the name of Jesus. And Father, we just want to thank you for your anointing that is coming upon this body right now, Father. That every single person right now, as they leave this place, Father, they ought to remember to be ready to know when to stop and to know when to go. To know when to say, Father, I surrender to you. I give it all to you, Father. I do not know what to do in this situation, Father. Where do I go? Because you are our GPS, Father. Because you are our GPS, Father. And if we follow you, Father, we can never be lost.
Heavenly Father,
Heavenly Father, I thank you, Father, that you have established us, Lord Jesus, Father. We thank you, Father, because you have called us, you have anointed us, you have appointed us for such a time as this, Jesus, Father. We thank you that right now, Father, by your anointing, Jesus, Father, by your presence, Father, you are stirring gifts, Father. You are stirring the anointing within us, Lord Heavenly Father, ready to be presented at the time that they are needed, Father. We thank you, Father, that anybody that you are established, Jesus, Father, cannot be plucked out of your hand, Father. Anybody, Father, that you place, Father, cannot be taken out, Father. The enemy might have plans, Father, but they will not prosper, Lord Jesus, Father, because your word will not return void, Father. It will accomplish what you spoke it forth to do, Father. We thank you, Father, that as a body right now, Father, as a church right now, Father, we are unified, Father, pursuing you, Father, pursuing your works, Father, doing what you have called us to do, Father. You are strengthening us right now, Lord Heavenly Father, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, Father, that whatever the enemy might try, whatever the enemy has stolen, Father, you are returning right now, Lord Heavenly Father. Every single gift that the enemy tried to steal, Father, you are returning right now, Father. Every piece of wisdom that the enemy has tried to take out, Father, you are returning, Father, 100-fold, Father. We thank you, Father. You are establishing us, Father, right now, Father, that right now, Father, whatever's going on, Father, in these people's lives, Lord Heavenly Father, that be it their work, Father, be it they're looking for a promotion, Father, whatever it is, Father, that you are doing it right now, Father, because you said in Philippians 4:19, Father, that you will supply every need, Father, according to your riches and glory, Lord Jesus, Father. We thank you, Father.
All right, you may go back to your seats. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. We celebrate you and what you are doing in our body. We thank you, Lord.
It is time to go. It is time for you to walk into what I have called you to. It is time, for now I can see the unity from the children to the old. There is none who cannot be used. There is none who I will not use. I am calling you to your new place, to your new time. Yes, I've said it and I've said it, but now I'm saying, are you hearing? Are you hearing? And if you hear, are you ready to go? Are you ready to move? Are you ready to give up yourself? Are you ready to say, it is not about me, but I trust my God and my King, and I will do mighty exploits because he has called me. It is the season. It is the time. The nation is crying out. Yes, you'll go to other nations, but this nation, this city, this town, these people need what you have. This is the season, and this is the time. I am saying there is not one with a sound that is going forth. If you hear my word, you are called to go and take the city, the nations, to make my son known. It is a new season and a new time. The old will not prevail, but if you'll go in me, you'll do mighty exploits.
So as we were praying together and holding hands, I saw a shift take place, like a shift in the Spirit, just like in the book of Acts, when they all prayed, when the Holy Spirit came, and it says they were in one accord. And in that one accord, it talked about the people being added to the church body. You know, as they all went out in one accord. Now, this isn't something, I guess how I would say it, not to be weirded out, so to speak, but just as things had just happened, just with that one accord and with that shift, people were just going out and being a witness. And as part of that whole one accord, people were added to the church body. People were being healed. Exploits were being done. You know, so I just saw that shift take place as we were praying in one accord.
there was, I just want to share briefly, and it's kind of what Brother Rob was just sharing, but manifested in the natural. We can kind of relate with today being Super Bowl Sunday, but there was a gentleman that plays for the 49ers, and I shared this with our class. This brother, beginning of the season, and he's a believer, but the beginning of the season, he was cut from one team, spent 3 weeks with another team, was cut from that team, spent another 3 weeks with another team, was cut from that team, went back to the 49ers, and he's in the Super Bowl. And you would say, up and down, not knowing what direction, moving from this city to this city, God's plan was manifested, and now this brother, what most people spent all year at one team, he hipped all over the place, and he's playing in a big game. But the realization of that, he said, was it was the fact that he kept his trust in the direction of God. And many of us in our lives, we're going to be going from this season to that season. We're going to be going from this place to this place. Don't take your eyes off of the author and the finisher of our faith. Because no matter how it looks, the direction that he has for us is what we want. We get so focused on what we're trying to receive rather than the one who we need to realize is the one who opens the doors. So I would just encourage us as we're going through this shifting that Brother Rob was saying, let's not get focused on, oh, we need more members. No, we need more of him. And the more of him we have, we'll enlarge. Amen. But I just want us to realize as they were in that upper room, their mind was on him. Their focus was on him. And he added. The scripture says he added. We didn't need to go get the people. They didn't go get the people. God added. And so that's what we need to be in the mindset of focus on seeking him and his kingdom and all things he'll add unto us. Amen.
Hello. Hi. Just indulge me. I might stutter. I might snort. When I get nervous, I do that. So just love me, okay? The Lord impressed on me almost a week ago of what I'm supposed to do with the youth and the young adults. So if I can have the youth and the young adults come up here, please. Y'all can face me first, okay? And stand in front of me, and I want y'all to lock arms like a chain.
If you're in youth, Jason, Spicer, all the youth.
Okay. I got this. I'm getting this from Sister Jerry. I took that boldness from, you know, a few months ago, so I'm stepping out in faith. So love me, people. So God showed me that y'all are all connected. You are locked in with your arms as a link, like a chain. The chain is not broken. Now say, Joy, step away real quick. Now we have an open space here. What's missing? We got this young gentleman right here that's going to come over here, and he's going to bind this link together and help Joy out while she's here, and they're going to stay connected over here. So no matter what, between all of you, you're connected. Jessica has something for Joy. You have something for KK. Everybody has something for somebody to encourage them, to lift them up, to be there for them when they fall, because we're all one. And then this generation is about you guys. I've been seeing a lot of different ministers, and even from last year, they've been saying for the next 10 years, this is who's bringing up. This is what's going to be going forward, is you guys. It's very important that y'all stay connected. Now I'm going to pray for you guys. Hopefully I don't snort.
Natasha. So at this time, if I could have the praise team come up, we're going to have the Men of Valor, who are awesome. And I want us to honor Steve Armbruster for a second, because he does so much for us. Thank you, Steve. The Men of Valor are going to be putting seed envelopes in your hands. No, that's okay. The praise team's coming up. Natasha has something she would like to share while the Men of Valor are passing out seed envelopes. Do you want your paper? Sorry.
Hi, my name's Natasha. I'm the daughter of Lethesia Napoleon Stevens. Recently, for my freshman year, I had gained the opportunity to join a program called ECHS. The main goal for ECHS is to issue high schoolers like me a chance to graduate with an associate's degree through dual credit. This means that I had to maintain good grades all while going to high school and college classes, which is no easy feat. However, I was able to do just that, which resulted in my high school giving me a gift, which is my very own custom-tailored Letterman jacket. This jacket symbolizes my GPA because it is only given to the juniors who were not only the top 10% of their grade, but also who were able to keep a GPA that was over 4.0. My current GPA is sitting at 5.231. Out of 6, and my current class rank is sitting at 23 out of 695 students. Which places me at the top 4% of the graduating class of 2021 from Del Valle High School. Not only is this a gift from my school, but it is also a gift from high heaven. While the Letterman is physical, his gift was spiritual, which is worth so much more. I thank him for not only gifting me with the knowledge, but also the strength that was needed to get me this far. I will continue to thank him for the knowledge, strength, and everything else that is needed in order to keep me going and keep me growing.
Wow, Natasha, we are so proud of you. God has given us so many gifts, yeah? Do not sleep on your gift. Some people were sleeping on Natasha's gift. And look at that. Well, at this time, I want you to honor the Lord with your wealth, and Will's going to pray over the offering once we do that.
We're going to do this again in just a minute.
We're missing Demetrius today.
So you can run with
looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Lay aside every weight, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith.
Lay aside every weight.
Lay aside every weight.
So you can run.
So you can patience. Run with patience this race.
Lay aside every weight.
Lay aside every weight.
So you can run.
So you can patience. Run with patience this race. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Lay aside every weight, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith.
So whatever it is, oh,
whatever it is
that's keeping you
from serving Jesus, put off
right now. Right now,
whatever it is that's keeping you from serving Jesus, put it off right now.
Father, we thank you for the tithes and offerings of House of the Lord Fellowship Church. Father, we pray that it is seed sown into good ground, Father. For every good work and every charitable donation, we call it blessed and prosperous, and we call the harvest in right now, 30, 60, and 100-fold return. In your name we pray. Amen.
So we're going to play the announcements, and then I'm going to turn it back over to our pastors for closing.
Well, this week in the house... Today starts the ladies' first Sunday lunch. Please talk to Sister Lou if you have any questions. Starting February 7th, Pastor John Hendricks will begin his new series, Go. You do not want to miss this. Calling all House of the Lord teens. On Saturday, February 8th, from 6 to 9 p.m., there will be a youth fellowship right here at the church. And yes, there will be food. On Friday, February 7th, our beloved pastor, Pastor Richard, will turn 60. Happy birthday, Pastor. We love you. Be sure to follow us on Instagram at the HOTL Church ATX, on Facebook at House of the Lord Fellowship Church, and go to our website at www.hotlchurch.com. Until then, have a blessed day.
Praise God. The entirety of the assembly this morning was brought to you by the youth and God. They did all the planning, they did all the coordinating and everything, so they are awesome. I feel like the church is in good hands for the next 40 years. So we're good. Just a couple of notes. In case y'all haven't been officially introduced, KK, would you stand? She's already been before you. She did an excellent job. We met her as a friend of Kempo from the Bible school in Columbus. And probably if you have talked to her, if you spend any time with her, she told you that she knows Kempo from Texas Bible Institute. They met there. We've had her down, spent a weekend with us last fall, and now she's here for a couple of months, or several months anyway. She is from Kenya. So we welcome KK to our body. KB, you need to stand. If you haven't officially met KB, it's his real name is Cowabunga. Or something close to that, which I can't pronounce, so we call him KB. He is from Botswana. He is good friends with the other guy. What's his name? Kempo. So we're happy to have these students, they're not students, they're ministers from the continent of Africa, and we welcome you. And now everybody knows who they are, so you can be blessings to them at any time. Thank you for being here. God is doing great and mighty things. That you saw on the announcements, next Sunday, which is actually the 9th, not the 7th, it's the 9th, Brother John is going to kick off a 4-part series about evangelism. Imagine that. We're talking about going. We're talking about outside the walls of the church. So we're going to receive training, teaching, insight, direction, and then we're going to start going. I will announce that because he's starting that Sunday, this Wednesday night, we want to show a very special video that refers to open doors. That last September when Brother Nigel was here, he said that there would be open doors, and Michelle could probably explain it a little bit better than me, but he said when a door opens, don't wait, don't dawdle, is his word. He said go through it. So there's things to know and understand about doors and things that probably hadn't realized or thought about, but we're going to show, it's about a 45-minute teaching on doors and what comes with those doors, how we are to handle doors in our lives. So I invite you, you will be blessed if you come and listen and watch this. So that'll be Wednesday night, and then Sunday we'll kick off with Brother John. I think I'm supposed to remind y'all that there's cake and punch right over there. So don't just run off real quick, but come and fellowship a little bit and enjoy the family. Stand with me. Hallelujah. It's been good to be in the house of the Lord this morning. And it's been good to be in his presence and to feel the stirring of his spirit in our spirits. Don't forsake that. Don't forsake that. I call you blessed. I say that you are taught of the Lord, and great is your peace and undisturbed composure, that you walk daily in his presence, surrounded by his favor, by his goodness, by his mercy, and his grace. Everywhere you go, you are the light shining in the darkness, and the darkness is being drawn to you. So don't be surprised when they come up to you and they want to know the hope that you have in you. That is the light. Everywhere you go, you are the sweet-smelling aroma of the fragrance of God and his presence, the knowledge of his presence. And you are blessed going in and coming out. Everywhere and anything that you put your hand to is prosperous and successful. And God's light is shining in you. You are a royal priesthood, a holy nation. And you show forth the praises of our Father God. You are blessed in whom the Lord is blessed. None can curse. You're dismissed. We'll see you at the cake table.
For all you ladies who are planning on going to lunch with me, please let me know so we can get the restaurant a heads up. We'll be going over here to Chili's for at least for the first time. So let me know if you're going to go, ladies. Thank you.